From Hollywood, Rudy Valley presents The Dream Show.
My time is your time. Your time is my time.
There's no time like our time, and no one like you.
Yes, Rudy Valley with Billy Burke, Xavier Cugat and his orchestra, Pinky Lee, Betty Bradley, and the Clown Prince of Beverly Hills, Mike Romanoff, brought to you by Dream Shampoo.
No other shampoo, only Dream Shampoo with hair conditioning action. Leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
Villa Valley Nightclub, Pinky Lee the busboy speaking. What's that? You want to know the recipe for our Villa Valley salad? Oh, sure. Well, now, here it is. Well, first you slice six onions, then you add some garlic, then you add some Limburger cheese, then you add more garlic. Huh? How do you eat it? Eat it? You can't even get near it.
Pinky Lee, how many times have I told you not to answer that phone?
Yes, Mr. Valley.
You never learn, and that's because you haven't had enough education. Apparently, you know nothing about the social sciences, history, arithmetic.
What do you mean I don't? Oh, I do too know about arithmetic. Go on, just ask me a for instance. Go ahead, just ask me.
Very well, here's a problem in arithmetic. If I laid four eggs over there and four eggs over here, how many eggs would I have?
Personally, I don't think you can do it. And besides, Mr. Valley, I'm really not myself today. All I've been doing is thinking of my girl, Cecilia.
Cecilia?
Yes, in fact, it won't be long before I'm married to Cecilia. And I'll be hearing the patter of big feet around the house.
Don't you mean little feet?
No, big feet. The old lady's coming to live with us.
Pinky Lee, do you know what you are? You're an idiot.
So what? Since when is that a crime in this state? And don't forget, Mr. Valley, what's one man's meat is another man's hash. And when you're looking for somebody to call a jerk, a moron, and a dope, my number is Fleetwood, 45678.
Pinky Lee, please stop bothering me. Get back to work. Now, please go back to work.
All right, I'll go. I'll fix that guy, Rudy Valley. I'll take the buckle off his belt.
The Villa Valley Nightclub, Rudy Valley speaking.
Hello, Rudy. This is Mike Romanoff.
Oh, hello, Your Highness. How are you?
Oh, I've been terribly bored lately. I wish I were hunting big game in India.
Quite.
Fine hunting in India.
Quite. Nothing like India.
Quite. Never forgot India.
Who could forget India?
Never been in India.
When were you last in India?
Never been there.
Oh, never been there. I've never been in India either. Just stayed right here in California.
Enough of this nonsense, Rudy. I will get to the point immediately. I'm giving a masquerade ball in my restaurant in Beverly Hills where I am Lord Mayor, and I wish to hire Cugat and his orchestra for the occasion.
Oh, when are you giving this masquerade?
I'm coming to that, peasant. It will be held next Thursday at 7:30.
Sorry about you, Your Highness, but I can't let you have Cugat then. That's when we go on the air for Dream Shampoo.
Oh, yes, Dream Shampoo. Awfully good. But I never shampoo my hair. I just send it out and have it dry cleaned. But getting back to Cugat, we are not asking that Cougar be there. We are commanding it. That is the royal prerogative.
But I tell you, you can't have him.
Tut, tut. Listen, Mountebank. I'm sure that after I've spoken to you and reminded you of certain things, you will be only too glad to let me borrow Cougar. I am coming down to the Villa Valley right now. Goodbye.
What does he mean, remind me of certain things? Sounds as if he's trying to intimidate me. Well, he shan't have Cougar. Life is nothing but torment, Valley. To know the simple pleasures once again. To sit in front of the fire, sipping a glass of ice-cold Dream Shampoo. Counting my toes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And now, the other foot.
A cigarette that bears a lipstick's traces. An airline ticket to romantic places, and still my heart has wings. These foolish things remind me of a tinkling piano in the next apartment. Those stumbling words that told you what my heart meant. A fairground's painted swing. These foolish things remind me of you. You came, you saw, you conquered me. When you did that to me, I knew somehow this had to be. The winds of March that make my heart a dancer. A telephone that rings, but who's to answer? Oh, how the ghost of you clings. These foolish things remind me of you. First daffodils and then long excited cables. And candle lights on little corner tables. And still my heart has wings. These foolish things remind me of you. The park at evening when the bell has sounded. The Ile de France with all the gulls around it. The beauty that is spring. These foolish things remind me of you. How strange, how sweet to find you still. These things are dear to me. They seem to bring you near to me. The sigh of midnight trains in empty stations. A glove you threw aside. Dance invitations. Oh, how the ghost of you clings. These foolish things remind me of you.
Well sung, Rudy. Well sung.
But where'd you come from, Truman? Thank you, Truman. And I can tell by the look in your eye that you'd perhaps like an encore, such as...
Uh-huh.
Precious jewels not half so rare, dear, as the splendor of your wondrous hair, dear.
Ah, yes. Wondrous hair gleaming with luster, jeweled with myriad highlights. Girls, to bring out all the glamorous beauty of your hair, use Dreen shampoo with hair conditioning action. Dreen your hair, and you reveal all its natural luster. Actually, as much as 33% more luster than any soap or soap shampoo. Dreen your hair, and you rid it of the drab, dulling film left by all soap shampoos. Dreen your hair, and you completely remove unsightly dandruff the very first time you use it. As lovely cover girl and dream girl Dorian Lay says...
I always use Dream because no other shampoo leaves my hair so well-behaved and so lustrous.
Right, Dorian. No other shampoo, only Dream shampoo with hair conditioning action, leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
Oh, Rudy? Rudy?
Yes, Miss Burke?
Oh, what a day I've had, Rudy. I went Christmas shopping for a cuckoo clock, and when I got home, it didn't work.
Why, doesn't it keep correct time?
Oh, the clock keeps correct time, all right, but the cuckoo doesn't know when to cook.
It doesn't?
No, it never cooks on the hour. It just comes out and cooks, and any old time it feels like cooking.
That's all?
Yes, and sometimes it doesn't even cook. It just comes out and shrugs its shoulders.
Miss Burke, I might as well tell you. Mike Romanoff is coming down here to try to take Cougat away from us.
Who?
You know, Mike Romanoff. He has that exclusive restaurant in Beverly Hills. He only caters to Hollywood bigwigs.
Really? The last time I was there, I didn't see any big wigs. All I saw were a lot of small toupees. Well, Rudy, dear, as financial backer of Villa Valley, I won't stand for Cuckoo being taken away from here.
Don't worry, Miss Burke. I won't let Romanoff take him.
Well, how can I be sure?
Believe me, Miss Burke, I wouldn't let my best friend have Cougat. Come in.
Hello, Rudy.
Hello.
Rudy, can I have Cougat?
Absolutely not.
Okay, goodbye, Rudy.
Goodbye. You see, my best friend.
I always thought a man's best friend was his dog.
Very well, I wouldn't let my dog have Cougat. Come in. Sorry, Rover, you can't have Cougat. See, my dog.
Oh, poor little dog. He looked so disappointed when he found out he couldn't get Cougat. Rudy, maybe you can get him Andre Castellanos and his College of Musical Knowledge.
Well, Romanoff should be here pretty soon. I wonder what he meant when he said that I would let him have Cougat when he told me what he knew.
His Imperial Highness, Prince Mike Romanoff, of the Royal House of Restaurateurs, Prince of the Pantry, Duke of the Table d'Hôte Dinner, Lord of the Cover Charge, and Emperor of Beverly Hills and its royal colonies, Glendale and Pomona.
Thank you, Gibson.
Hello, Rudy.
Oh, hello, Mike. Your Highness. Say, you look fit. How do you manage to keep your waistline so trim?
I wear a girdle.
Tell me, Mike, why are your eggs... your legs so bent?
It's long since my socks, those girdle goffins. And now, peasant, out of my path, I must find Cougar.
Still thinking, Vakes, I'm sorry. I've already told you, Mike, you can't have Cougar.
My dear boy, I wouldn't interfere if I were you. Or shall I be forced to show my hand?
Now, just a moment. You talk as if you were threatening me with something out of my past. Well, let me say for all the world to hear, I am ashamed of nothing I've ever done.
No? What about your senior year at Yale?
What about it?
How did you spend your weekends?
No, Romanoff. No, not in front of Gibson. Gibson, you may go.
I know what
And now, Romanoff, do your worst.
I know what you did, Valley. Everyone thought you were a loyal Yale student. No one knew that on weekends you sneaked over to Harvard and sang in the Harvard Glee Club.
Shh. Your Highness, if a word of this gets out, I'll be ruined. Forgive me, alma mater.
Yes. You, a Yale man, sang for Harvard.
Ah, the shame of it all. Romanoff, no one must know of this. No one.
Do I get Cougat?
Ah, what a price to pay for my youthful folly. What a price to pay.
What's that?
I said what a price to pay. To pay. To pay.
To pay? Sorry, at Romanoff's we only serve bigwigs. Valley, you're wasting my time. Do you agree to my bargain? Do I get Cougat?
Well, what can I do?
Come, Valley, or I shall tell what else I know. That your name is not really Rudy Valley, but Hubert Prior Valley. Hubert. Hubert.
Oh, no! No, if anyone were to hear us. No!
No one heard us.
No one heard us?
No one.
Are you sure?
Very
no one
sure.
is listening?
Very sure.
That explains our rating. You win, Romanoff. You win. You can have Hubert. I mean Harvard. I mean Cougat.
Pardon me, Miss Burke.
Why, it's Romanoff. Prince Romanoff.
At your service, madame.
Ah, Prince, I've often thought about your romantic country, Russia. I can just see you there now, sitting on your balalaki, playing Ochichonya on your samovar, and then riding madly through the snow, shouting, Blintzes! Blintzes!
That'd be amusing.
Oh, Prince Romanoff, there's something I'm curious about. Since you're Russian, where did you acquire your English accent?
Eton.
Eton? England?
No, Eton with Charles Lawton.
Oh.
Well, I must be off to find Cougar.
Oh, I don't see why you're bothering to look for Cougar. Rudy won't let you have him anyway.
I beg your pardon, madame. But Rudy has already agreed to let me take him.
Oh, hello, Miss Burke. Hold on. Goodbye, Miss Burke. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Just a minute, Rudy. Is it true about Cougar going with Romanoff?
Yes, it is.
He couldn't afford to turn down my request.
What shall I do? I dare not tell my secret. For a wise man keeps a closed mouth, and a closed mouth will catch no flies.
But Rudy promised it. You promised it just wouldn't happen.
Ah, misery, misery. Oh, what a tangled web we weave when first we practice to deceive. Exit the valley.
Oh, Senor Rudy, Senor Rudy.
Yes, Coogie.
I do not understand why you are making us go to Romanov's. My musicians are unhappy. Three of them refuse to watch from here.
Which three are they?
Don Pedro, Don Leo, and Don...
By the old mill.
What am I singing for? Kugat, you mustn't ask any more questions. I agreed to let you go to Mike Romanov's, and there's nothing more I can do or say about it.
But, Senor Rizzi, if we go to Romanov, that means that the band will have to find a place to sleep in Beverly Hills.
And we'll have to get new union cards, too.
Yes. And you know, right now, the boys have such a nice room. All 12 of them say that the bed is so soft.
How do 12 musicians sleep in one bed?
Simple. When the string section breathes in, the brass section breathes out.
Mr. Cougat, ready for your number.
Yes, Cougat, it's time to play your number, Say CC, for the floor show.
Just think, Senor Rudy. This is the last number I will play before I go to Romanov's.
I'll miss you, Cougie.
I'll miss you, Senor Rudy.
Oh,
I can't do this.
I tell you, I can. I'm so unhappy, so unhappy.
I hope MGM is listening. I could be another Margaret O'Brien, yes?
Que ya suena el bongo. La maraca suena ya y ya repica el timba. Mi negra vamos detrás, que ya la conga no vuelve más.
Arábigo me voy, mi negra dime adiós.
Anda bongo cero, toca ya, que estoy medio loco por bailar.
Arábigo me voy, mi negra.
La conga ya se va para nunca más volver a sonar. Para vivo me
is it, Pinky?
Please, Mr. Valley, tell me what's the matter with you. We're all worried about you. You know, Miss Burke says you're hiding something from us.
Yeah, that's just because she's a woman. All women are curious. After all, Pinky, if you were a woman, what would you be?
Offhand, I'd say repulsive.
No, I think you'd be quite attractive.
Really? But if you had to let Cougat go, if you really have to let Cougat go, don't worry about it. You know, I'm a very good musician. Oh, gee whiz, yeah. You know, it took me 15 years to master the guitar.
Isn't that a long time just for the guitar?
Not when you consider that for the first 8 years I thought you had a blow in it.
All the trouble you think is that you're lazy. You have no ambition. Why don't you try to improve your mind? Get yourself some books.
Get books? What do you... It just so happens, Mr. Valley, that I bought a dictionary today in a leather jacket for only $75.
Isn't $75 a lot of money for a dictionary?
Yeah, but I got two pairs of pants with the jacket.
Please stop bothering me. Why don't you go in the kitchen and cut yourself a piece of cake?
I don't want any cake.
Then why don't you just go in and cut yourself?
I'll do that. You make me so mad. All right, Mr. Valley, I'll go. If you don't appreciate me, I'll go. Goodbye. I've never seen Mr. Valley act this way. Honest to goodness, it's all Mr. Romanoff's fault. Why, there's Mr. Romanoff. I'm going to give him a piece of my mind. I wonder if I can spare that piece. Oh, Mr. Romanoff! Mr. Romanoff!
Out of my way, Hope Polloy.
I'm just as hoy as any Polloy you know. In fact, hoyer. Fine, how are you? Another thing, Mr. Romanoff, you're not the only one around here that mingles with royalty. Why, only last night I rubbed shoulders with a duchess.
What happened?
Well, as soon as my back stopped itching, I walked away. And don't forget, I know all about counts and dukes, too. Oh, I know all about titles. Oh, yeah.
You know nothing about titles. What's the Knight of the Garter?
Huh?
What is the Knight of the Bath?
What's that?
What is the Knight of the Bath?
At my house, it's Saturday. Mr. Romanoff, I don't know why I'm standing around here talking to you. I'd much rather be with my sweetie, Cecilia. Yes, Cecilia.
Peasant, refrain from spraying me.
Yeah, I took her horseback riding last week. I took her horseback riding last week, and then I proposed to her. I got down on my knees and said, Cecilia... Then I jumped right up. Once again, I got down on my knees and said, Cecilia. And again, I jumped right up.
Why do you keep jumping up? Were you nervous?
No, I forgot to take off my spurs.
Oh, what a dilemma. I cannot tell anyone my secret because I have not explained. Everyone is turning against me, even my girl, Fifi. There she is. How lovely she looks. I must speak to her. Oh, Fifi... Why are you acting so strangely?
Oh, you do not fool Fifi and know your secret.
Oh, no, Fifi, you can't. It isn't possible.
Oh, so then it's true. You are in love with another woman.
Oh, so that's what you think it is. No, Fifi, there's no one else but you.
There's no other woman?
Of course not, Fifi. Come here, dear.
Yes, Rudy.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take you in my arms and kiss you.
Not here in the club, Rudy. Aren't you forgetting the waiters?
Oh, I'll kiss them tomorrow.
Kiss me once, then kiss me twice, then kiss me once again. It's been a long, long time. I haven't felt like this, my dear, since can't remember when. It's been a long, long time. You'll never know how many dreams I dreamed about you. All just how empty they seemed without you. So kiss me once, then kiss me twice, then kiss me once. He's been a long, long time.
Here's a line written by a man, a line that every woman ought to remember. Thy fair hair, my heart enchained. Yes, glamorous, shining hair does things to a man's heart. And you'll never know what a difference in glamour just a shampoo can make until you use Dreen with hair conditioning action. Dreen your hair, and you bring out all its natural luster. Actually, as much as 33% more luster than any soap or soap shampoo. Dreen your hair, and you rid it of the drab, dulling film left by all soap shampoos. Dreen your hair, and you completely remove unsightly dandruff the very first time you use it. What's more, as leading hairstylists can tell you,
today's improved Dreen has a wonderful hair conditioning action. It leaves your hair far silkier, smoother, and easier to manage right after shampooing at home or beauty shop.
Right. No other shampoo, only Dreen shampoo with hair conditioning action. Leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
Well, in a little while, Cougat will leave Villa Valley, and I'm powerless to stop him. But there's no turning back. I've made my mistake, and I shall pay for it. And I must still bear the burden of knowing that Romanoff shares my secret, that any day, any hour, any moment, I shall be trapped. Come in.
Hubert Primary?
Gracious to Betsy, I'm discovered. Who are you?
I'm Professor Effeldecker. Hubert Primary, is it true that you and your senior year at Yale, you sneaked over to Harvard and sang in the Harvard Glee Club?
Yes, Professor. I'll go quietly. I realize I've done Yale a great injustice.
Oh, on the contrary. Yale owes you a debt of gratitude, for in that very same year, Yale was given the award for having the best glee club, and you helped them by singing at Harvard.
Oh, thank you, Professor. Thank you. At last, my conscience is clear. Professor Eggelkecker, are you still teaching chemistry at Yale?
Oh, yes. Right now, I'm working on plastics. You know, they're making plastics out of everything these days, even milk.
Milk?
Oh, sure. You know that they're even making automobile fenders out of milk? Isn't that wonderful?
Yes, it certainly is wonderful.
What's wonderful about it? Think of the poor farmer getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning to milk a fender.
Rudy Valley will present another Dreen show for Procter & Gamble next Thursday night at this same time from Hollywood with Miss Billy Burke, Pinky Lee, and through the courtesy of Florentine Gardens, Miss Betty Bradley as Fifi, and Xavier Cugat, who will play Jalousie.
United States housewives are urged to remember that the supply of fats needed to speed the return of such peacetime products as fabrics, soap, and nylon stockings is still way below normal. So don't let up. Save every drop of used fats every day.
It's time to sing a goodnight song again to you. It's time to say another so long again. These precious moments we knew in our rendezvous, the happiness of fun and song we'll soon renew.
Cast up for a microphone. Here's the cast.
No other shampoo, only Dreen shampoo with hair conditioning action leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
Tonight's screen show was written by Selma Diamond and Jack Robinson. This is Truman Bradley speaking.
Ladies, Dreft is back. Dreft, the amazing suds discovery for washing silks, nylons, woolens, dishes. Dreft, that gives you faster, brighter, safer cleaning than any suds before in history.
Why, Dreft makes my dishes shine without wiping. And it washes all my nice things. Stockings, lingerie, woolens. Brighter and lovelier than even the most expensive soap flake.
Yes, for faster, brighter, safer cleaning, ask for Dreft in the bright green package. Dreft, Dreft.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.